Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to start.
On the Gary Snyder Show, 1400 WBAT, joined by the Balance Radio Network and Tom Marquis. Tom, welcome.
Hi, and I am here, ready to rock and roll. Can you hear me, sir?
I can hear you, believe it or not.
All right, fantastic. That's always a good thing when two people are able to hear each other and communicate. Welcome to the Balance Radio Network. I tell you what, we're still waiting to be joined by our guest, Gary, to talk a little Colts. Maybe he got scared.
Maybe there's not a lot of Colts to talk about.
Well, there's a lot to talk about. It just may not be something that we want to talk about, you know. But, hey, hopefully he'll give us a call right here in the next few minutes. But go ahead, Gary. I'll try to reach him.
All right. I want to thank everybody from the Balance Radio Network for joining us now. I don't know if you paid any attention here of late, but if you have, you know I just got some new carpet in my house. Now, what did I do when I needed a new carpet? Exactly. I did what everybody else does. I went and checked out all the big box stores. You know who they are. When I did this, I found something was missing. Exactly. Service. I don't even need to elaborate, do I? Then a friend recommended Lehman Floor Covering in Huntington. Not only did Lehman Floor Covering have all the top brands of carpeting, Mohawk, Stainmaster, Baylo, Shaw, and the list goes on, they also had that special something that was missing from all those big box stores. That's right, they had great customer service, attention to detail, and that personal touch. So if you're looking for new carpet, hardwood floors, tile, laminate, vinyl, heck, they even specialize in new baths and kitchens and carry H&K countertops made right here in Marion. Lehman Floor Covering will have what you need when you need it, with the customer service you deserve. Lehman Floor Covering is your one-stop shop from ceiling to floor. And you know what? They wouldn't have been in business for over 50 years if they weren't doing it exactly right. So give them a call. Todd is waiting. 260-356-7226. For a free estimate. You can also visit them at the web, LehmanFloorCovering.com. Or just go on up to their new and expanded store. It's just up the Highway 9 here in Huntington at 1940 Aetna Avenue. That's where I got my new carpet. You should let them handle all of your flooring needs too. Now, one of the nice things about having a radio show and a website, if you cannot remember all that, All you really need to do, it's just real easy, type in www.GaryLSnyder.com. There you will see the layman's floor covering, links you to their Facebook page where you can get all kinds of updates, specials before anybody else. All right, Tom, pretty simple, huh?
Pretty simple. I thought we had him on the line here, and I think we may have dropped him again. So I'm still trying to reach him as we move forward. As soon as he pops on, I'm going to go right to him, Gary. But you would think that would be pretty simple to get a guest on the line here. But sometimes it's a little bit more complicated than people realize. But we are working to get him right now as we speak. So hopefully we'll have him on the line anytime. And I think we do have him. Hi, is this Anthony? Hello, is this Anthony? Hello, is this Anthony?
Well, like Tom tries to get them, when you take a look at the Colts 0-7, you know, things are not looking up for them after a 62-7 blowout loss to New Orleans last week. Things don't get any easier this week as they take on Tennessee. My guess is Tennessee's going to be ramped up for this game. They know the Colts are down, and they will put a thumping on the Colts like Tennessee has not put on them for a while. And, you know, I just don't see how the Colts even come close to this game, Tom.
Well, and I absolutely 100% agree. I think that the days of the Colts getting work done on Sunday is I hate to say it, and I hate to be that guy that jumps on the bandwagon, because I've always been the guy behind the Colts 100%. But it's just not looking good at all. And I do think we have our guests on the line now. Is this Anthony? Anthony, are you with us? Anthony, can you hear me?
Well, Tom, you're having about as good a work as I am. Hey, Tom, I'm going to take a quick break while you try to get your technical difficulties worked out. Hopefully when we come back, we have Anthony on the line with us. You're listening to The Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT.
Bring in your corn, we'll make some steam. Together we'll keep...
What you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, GBalance. You can also send us an email at gbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
1929, and if you're doing the math, that's over 82 years of serving Fort Wayne, Huntington, Marion, and the surrounding area. Keep in mind, it doesn't matter where you bought it or what brand it is. Schaefer's Indiana Turf can and will fix it in their state-of-the-art service center. Give them a call, 260-489-3391. Visit them at their store at 5202 West Washington Center Road in Fort Wayne. Or visit them on the web at indianaturf.com. If you can't remember that, just go to GaryLSnyder.com and you can check out everything. And remember, if you grow it, mow it, or blow it, Schaefer's can help. All right, we are joined again by Tom Marquis. Tom, did you have any luck, buddy? Apparently not. Oh, that's the kind of day it's been so far. So, we'll try Tom again, and hopefully he can get his technical difficulties worked out. The Indianapolis Colts take on the Tennessee Titans this weekend, coming off a huge loss to the New Orleans Saints, where they rolled over and played dead for all but, well, let's not make any qualms about it. They rolled over and played dead the whole game. They have a history of just thumping Tennessee, a little bit of bad blood, a little bit of rivalry. So my guess is if Matt Hasselbeck and the revamped Tennessee Titans have a chance to put an ass-whooping on the Colts this weekend, they're going to do it. Tom, are you there to agree or disagree?
I am here, and I agree 100%. I'm about to give an ass-whooping. Sad second. What the heck is going on here in my network? I don't know. But we attempted to connect with Anthony Schulte. Might as well screw up a name. Everything else is going wrong today. With the score, the Indianapolis Business Journal we're going to talk about some Indianapolis Colts. For some reason, we're having some connection problems. Brad Wells from SB Nation, though, will be joining us here at the bottom of the hour to talk about some Colts and about what's going on there. It's really kind of a frustrating thing for the Colts across the board. Obviously, they put Kerry Collins on the injured reserve. His year's over, probably, most likely his career, as well as others. So, you know, you're right, Gary. I don't know.
And I would agree with you on that, because there is nobody going to bring Kerry Collins into any camp to throw bounce passes to everybody on the football field.
No, I absolutely right. Now, if he was playing basketball or something, you might be right. So I don't see, and obviously they've got a great quarterback situation in Tennessee. I don't see, and you know, Curtis Painter's came a long way. I just don't see, and you know, Bill Polian was on the Sirius Radio Network, on the NFL Sirius Radio Network this week, and basically what he said, and I'm summarizing it, I understand I'm not quoting him directly, but what he said is it's time to get ready for life post-Peyton Manning. You know, the thing is, he's had a great career, been here 14 some odd years. He's 35 years old. I'm sure he'd like to play till he's 40 years old, and maybe we'll get another year out of him. One of the things that have been talked about and passed around is, you know, that if we do, we're certainly in the suck for luck sweepstakes. But I don't think that the Colts are looking at it like that. But if we do happen to get Andrew Luck, obviously we're going to draft him. And the possibility is out there that we might look at, anyway, the possibility of dismissing Jim Caldwell. That's one possibility. Another possibility is trading Peyton Manning, and a lot of people don't want to hear that, close their ears to that. But that is something that Peyton Manning said that he would not necessarily be opposed to. And obviously at 0-7, the Colts are talking about sticking together and improving and giving themselves a chance to win. In front of the press, in front of the media. But I could tell you one thing, Gary, as they prepare for a trip down to Nashville for a Sunday meeting with the Titans at LP Field, they are broke on team. And I don't know.
Well, Tom, and let me just interrupt here for a minute, because not only are they a broken team, they look like a team that is in total free fall right now. The upper management looks like they're in chaos. The coaching staff looks inept at best right now, and the players, you know, they played against New Orleans like they just didn't give a crap. Give me my paycheck, my box lunch for the ride home, and I'll see you at practice.
Right. Well, I tell you, you're right. It starts with Jim Irsay and works its way all the way down to Adam Vinatieri and everybody in between, and anybody that is associated with the Colts. And unfortunately, the fans are the ones who have to pay the steep price for this. And it's not a big secret that Manning has helped cover up a lot of the flaws, allowed the franchise to really not look at that. And now that Peyton Manning isn't out there, it's just all magnified. Maybe, and this is just food for thought, guys, but maybe the Colts sucked all along. I've never been one to subscribe to that theory, but as I start just look in the future and I see it's 0-8, I don't want to believe that we have Pro Bowl players and the only reason that we're there is because of Peyton Manning. I mean, Peyton Manning didn't create defensive plays with guys like Anger and, you know, Mathis and, you know, Freeney. I don't know. Peyton Manning didn't cause Dallas Clark's injuries. Peyton Manning didn't cause a lot of the things that are going on right now. I can't put my finger on it. I wish that, you know, I could figure it out. But one thing is for sure, without the four-time MVP running the offense, it's just hell on the field. And, you know, there's questions that have to be answered. And you know, what happens? You know, what do we do with Jim Caldwell? Do we keep him for another year? My guess is yes, we keep him for another year. Well, let's see what kind of drafts that picks that we could get. We're obviously going to be in a great situation to be in a good draft situation. I mean, the Colts drafted 41 players from 2005 to 2010, and you know, obviously they've drafted some good safety, some good stars. Obviously, safety Antoine Bethea and two guys that I think could definitely become stars, and we've talked about him right here on this show, Pat Anger. And I like wide receiver Austin Colley if he's working with Manning. And you know, we've got running back Joseph Addai. He's a good fit who does more than people think. And obviously Pierre Gonsalves can catch balls. At least he can catch it from Curtis Painter and Powers. All have been pretty solid starters. So we've just got to figure out what's going on. And, you know, obviously there's Dallas Clark, Dwight Freeney, Robert Mathis, Bob Sanders, and Reggie Wayne that have been – obviously Sanders isn't with us right now, but those are all good players that have been drafted. And I just don't want to believe that they all were glued together by one really, really great, fantastic Hall of Famer.
And obviously I am not – in that locker room, I am not down at 56th Street at the practice facility every day. But from an outsider looking in, it looks like Jim Caldwell and the coaching staff have lost this team. And with Archie Manning and Peyton Manning and the whole Manning family being from New Orleans, it's just a matter of time to A, Peyton Manning starts hiding up in the press box again, or B, you see him walking the sideline with the brown paper bag over his head.
Well, you know, obviously that's a question that needs to be answered. And one of the things that it's going on down there on 56th Street, just right down the street from my house, quite literally, I walk my dog by there all the time. One of the things that is going on down there is the Pullions, and I like to call him Napoleon. Because here's what I think: more and more he's giving responsibility to his son to run the operation and to make important key decisions. And behind the scenes, even though Bill Pullion is still the face and is talking and doing the interviews, the guy making the decisions right now is Little Pullion. And, you know, while Bill Pullion recently said that adding Jim Tressel to the staff as a replay consultant was Caldwell's idea, I don't know. It's a weird looking move that made a lot of us wonder if a bigger role awaits for former Ohio State coach. And obviously, that's something that $2 Bill Josh talked about right here on this very show and over on the Balanced Gridiron. We didn't bring Jim Tressel on to be a replay analysis. And are we? Is Jim Tressel the future of the Colts? Is he the
guy?
Hey,
let's be honest. Anybody, any of us, me, you, anyone can be that replay analysis. If you've paid any attention to football, you can be a replay analysis. You don't need a cheating head coach from Ohio State University who left in disgrace to be up in the press box doing that.
And you don't need him on the sidelines either. And I think that I hope I want to believe that Jim Irsay has and Bill Polian has a little bit more sense than to put Jim Tressel on the sidelines and give him a headset and say, hey, here's, it's your team. I don't think that's going to happen. But
I just can't see the sweater vest walking the sideline for the Colts. I just cannot see this. And will it be a blue sweater vest or will he stick with the red one?
I would hope that it's a blue one. I mean, because we don't have any red collars except for the blood that we're shedding on the field. But, you know, so
hey, Tom, I have to interrupt here. We have to take a quick break. Can you hold through the break?
Yeah, absolutely.
You're listening to the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WPAT.
For every passing play, every running play, every win, and every loss, there is one man making all the calls. Get ready to dig deep into this week's game and relive all of last week's plays. It's Real Talk About Your Team with Inside Iron Football with head coach Kevin Wilson.
Join us Monday nights at 7:05 for the Inside IU Football Show with Kevin Wilson. We are your IU football connection in Grant County, WBAT.
What matters to you matters to us. The right car or great truck with service you trust. You're treated like family in our hometown, where people come for deals from miles around.
Barry Bunker Chevrolet would like to invite you to look at the huge selection on all new and gently used vehicles on the lot. Barry Bunker Chevrolet is the home of the best service, the best selection, and you know what you're getting on the day you sign. Barry Bunker and his staff are proud to be a part of Marion, located on Wabash Avenue or southbound on Highway 15. Call 664-1275 or log on to the web at www.barrybunker.com. You can see for yourself. You will see Barry Bunker's team is ready to help you find your next vehicle. Remember Barry Bunker Chevrolet, because Chevy runs deep.
The man whose name is on the door is always on the showroom floor. Barry Bunker Chevrolet.
You know, General...
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today.
Welcome back to the Balance Radio Network. My name is Tom Mark with Shell Presidente. So glad that you could join us here on Thursday, day before Friday, kiddos. That's right. Tomorrow is the start of the weekend. What are your weekend plans? Obviously, we're talking about right here with Gary Snyder on the Gary Snyder Show. We're going to join him here in just a minute, coast to coast, right here on the Balance Radio Network. And feel free to give us a call and chime in on your thoughts of the Colts, 917-889-8516. And we'll be right back when we joined the Gary Snyder Show right here on the Balance Radio Network on a Thursday afternoon.
Fastlane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fastlane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
On the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT. Before we get back to Tom, I need to tell you about Freightco. They are a leading freight company in Northeast Indiana, and they are growing, and they want you. That's right. Freightco is looking for owner-operators who want miles and home time. If this sounds like you, then listen up. Freightco offers a 92-cent CPM plus. That's in addition to, for all you St. Louis Cardinal fans out there, a competitive FSC. That's on all dispatches. Freightco drivers average 2,500-plus miles a week into home on weekends. Freightco offers consistent lanes with many being drop and hook. So if you're looking for a company that puts customers and employees first, or you just want more information on what Freightco has to offer, give Ray a call. Don't do it tonight. He's at home eating dinner. Do it tomorrow, 866-397-2581, or you can visit them on the web at Freightco.org. Freightco, they are a freight moving company. You can't remember all that. All you have to remember, GaryLSnyder.com. Scroll down, click on the Freightco ad. Takes you right there. All right. We're also joined by co-host of the show from 436, Tom Marquis. Tom, we were talking a little Colts before the break. Are we going to talk a little more?
I hope so. Yeah, we're expecting a call from Brad Wells and also Anthony from IBJ. I've got somebody on the line. Hi, caller, who's this?
This is Anthony Shotley with the Indianapolis Business Journal.
Hi, Anthony. So glad that you could join us. Better late than never. I apologize about the technical problems we had at the beginning of the show of getting you on board with us. Sometimes when you push all the buttons, they work right. I had an engineer one time tell me, just push a bunch of buttons and something will work. Well, so I am so glad that you could join us this afternoon. We're talking Colts. And obviously, for those of you that aren't familiar with your work, Anthony, you are you write a blog for the Indianapolis Business Journal called The Score. So glad that you could join Gary and I. Gary, are you still with us?
I am here.
All right. Do you have to read any ads or anything before we move forward?
No, go right ahead.
Never want to honk off a sponsor, Anthony. That's never a good job. Well, we were just talking about the Colts, and one of the things that you just pointed out in your blog, and we'll get to some of this other stuff, was that Jim Caldwell very well could be on his hot seat, and we were just talking about that and about the possibility of them bringing Jim Tressel on board. Not really. For a replay analysis. So if you could tell us a little bit about your blog and about what you wrote about concerning Jim Caldwell being on the hot seat there.
Yeah, I think it's kind of interesting. I mean, I don't think anybody goes 0-7 or, you know, in the case of the Colts looking like they're going to be 0-9 without somebody having to answer for something. And I think if you go all the way back to last year, I mean, the wheels were kind of falling off the team, even with Peyton Manning under center. So this thing... this problem with a team and how they're performing is a couple of years old, and I think that the executives with the Colts are beginning to demand answers, and moreover, so are the 63,000 ticket-buying fans that that fill that stadium every Sunday. So I think now you've got Jim Tressel on staff, a guy who is very proven at the NCAA D1 level, a guy really that was brought on in part with the help of Jim Caldwell. Remember, Jim Tressel and Jim Caldwell have some connections that go a year back. But I think any time you've got a guy of Tressel's stature kind of looking over your shoulder, I mean, if Caldwell was all that, you have to begin to ask, you know, why he needs the assistance of Tressel and that sort of thing. So I think all of this adds up to a lot of pressure on the Colts head coach, and I think that he and Polian both are going to have a lot to answer for before all this is over, because I think the quarterback is only one of many problems. I mean, the offensive line is in shambles. Defensive secondary is in shambles. You've got two of the best pass rushers in the league, yet you can't stop the run. So the problem for the Colts are vast and a lot to answer for there.
You know, Anthony, this is Gary Snyder. The part that really concerns me is not that the Colts are 0-7. Yeah, that's terrible. We hate to see that. But two things. It looks like Jim Caldwell and maybe to a certain extent Bill Polian have lost control of the team. He's lost his players. And I just find it hard to believe that the sweater vest setting up in the press box, and I don't know if he's wearing a blue sweater vest now or still has the red one on, is the answer if Caldwell isn't.
I think you bring up a very interesting point, and I think the loss of the team, in some respect, that conversation needs to start and end with Peyton Manning. I heard Brock Heward today, the former backup quarterback of the Indianapolis Colts, say that Peyton Manning has long been calling the shots as far as things, anything and everything, to game day plan, to where the team stays in the hotel on the road, and which, if any, family members can stay with the team. It reminds me of something that longtime Dallas Cowboys GM Tex Schramm once said. The very best professional sports teams are those where the owners own, the coaches coach, and the players play. And now you've got all this discord about not only what's going on in the coaching box, but what's Peyton Manning's role in all of this. I hear many NFL analysts say that Peyton Manning won't allow the Colts to draft Andrew Luck if, in fact, they do have the number one draft choice. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard when you start thinking about the operations of an NFL franchise. The quarterback's job is not to outcoach the other coach. It's not to be the best GM in the league. It's to be the best quarterback in the league. And I think that's really where the Colts need to get back to. And there's a lot of disconnect there. And I think it has to start with Jim Irsay being the leading owner that he needs to be and Bill Polian being the president that the Colts need him to be.
Now, Anthony, and I know I'm butchering your name, so I'm just going to let you say the last name. I apologize for that. We'll just call you Anthony.
Sure.
But we're talking with Anthony from the Indianapolis Business Journal, and obviously Anthony from association with the magazine that you're associated with, a high-quality magazine, but also deals with the finance of things in Indianapolis and Marion County. Let me ask you this. From a financial aspect of things, put your IBJ hat on for a moment. Do you think that, one, Bill Polian Jr. or Little Polian is running the show now? And, two, do you think that Jim Irsay said, here's a blank check, see what you can do?
Well, it's very interesting. The transformation from Bill Polian as president and chairman to his son, Chris Polian. I sat down and talked to Chris Polian on a number of occasions. I think that Bill, you know, being in his mid-60s now, is beginning to transition out of that role, and Chris is transitioning in it. From my standpoint, Chris seems like a very bright guy. He is a guy that at least three other NFL teams have tried to hire away as their GM. He is a guy who has started from the ground up as a scout and a director of scouting and on up through the ranks. So he is, doesn't have a silver spoon in his mouth. And by all accounts, he seems to be poised and equipped with all the skills needed to kind of run the team to go forward. You know, Jim Irsay has long been known as a player's owner. Remember, this is a guy who, from the time that he was 15 or 16 years old, has been the mediator between the players and his dad, Bob Irsay, who was not, in fact, a player's owner and was very tight-fisted with the checkbook. Jim Irsay has very much 180-degree turned that philosophy and has, in fact, I mean, consider, you know, rightly or wrongly, Jim Irsay has led this team with his heart, and that has served them and this team very well, really, in the last decade. The Peyton Manning situation is a very interesting one. Jim Irsay told me earlier this year with respect to his Twitter account that he steers the wheel in the direction that feels right. And he has said some very controversial things on his Twitter account. I think he, love him or hate him, leads and owns his team in very much the same way. He signed Peyton Manning to one of the NFL's biggest contracts at the beginning of this year, really not knowing what this freakish neck injury was going to do one way or another. There's no indication that there was a very thorough physical exam done by the Colts or demanded by the Colts before this contract was signed. So I think that that is the kind of owner, like I said, love him or hate him, rightly or wrongly, that Jim Irsay is. And he is most certainly a player's owner. I've heard a lot of talk about Peyton Manning demanding a trade if Andrew Luck is drafted. And I just don't believe that's going to happen. I'm not sure that Peyton makes that demand, and I guarantee you that Jim Irsay does everything he can to make sure one of the best quarterbacks that's ever played the game and ever put on the Colts jersey will remain a Colt in perpetuity, even beyond his retirement, will be part of the franchise, maybe even have a small ownership piece. Remember, you have to remember where Jim Irsay came from and where his roots are, and they are in the Baltimore Colts, and he knows and was pained greatly by what that franchise went through with Johnny Unitas and the discord that was felt through Baltimore, through Indianapolis, through the franchise, and really through the heart of Jim Irsay when Johnny Unitas spurned the Colts after they left Baltimore for Indianapolis. He's not about to let that sort of discord come through again with Peyton Manning, and I think he'll do whatever is necessary. I mean, he's already opened his pocketbook wider than anybody else, not only with Peyton Manning, but with the likes of Dwight Freeney and so on. And I think that you're going to continue to see that kind of leadership, partially through the head, but moreover, I think, through the heart.
Well, you talk about the influence that Peyton Manning has, not only on the field, but with the coaching staff and upper management. You know, I could probably buy that influence if we were talking 5, 6, 7 years ago. But with Peyton Manning's career winding down, you have to believe that that influence is waning a little bit, and it's just a matter of time, especially if the Colts keep playing like they are, that Peyton finds himself up in the press box, or, you know, he is from New Orleans, or wearing one of those brown paper bags over his head on the sideline.
Well, I think that's interesting, because I think the transition, as you talk about, is changing, because I think up until this point, the Colts' agenda and Peyton Manning's agendas have been identical, exactly the same. And that is to say, use the draft to win now. Use the draft to do everything you can to surround the best, possibly, you know, potentially the best quarterback in the league, certainly, and maybe of all time, with the very best players he needs now. And now that is starting to transition. And Peyton Manning, as a player, his goals and desires, I don't think, square anymore identically with the Colts, because I think the Colts have to transition out of this thing. Best absolute case scenario, Peyton plays 5 more years. That puts him retiring when he's 40 years old. So the Colts now have to think about the brand of the horseshoe and not just of Peyton Manning. But on another hand, I think you have to realize that Peyton Manning's value to the Colts does not end necessarily when his playing days do. And I would point you to Roger Staubach with the Dallas Cowboys, very much involved in that organization, very much a part of bringing the Super Bowl to Dallas last year. And I would reference you to John Elway, now a part owner and a leader of the Denver Broncos, long after his playing days are over. And I very much could see a role for Peyton Manning the same with the Colts. When I was down in Dallas last year covering the Super Bowl, talked to Archie Manning for about a half an hour, and I asked him about Peyton's future, where he saw Peyton in the future. And Archie Manning told me, very simply, he didn't see him going into broadcasting. He didn't see him going into television. He felt like his desire was to continue to be a part of football. Whether that's as a coach, whether that's as a part of a front office, he didn't say. But I think the Colts would be much more acutely aware of that than I would be, and I would think that they would know that and very much want to keep him in the fold and an asset to the team long after his playing days are over. I think if there is any sort of discord that would lead to a public argument between or a public battle between the Colts and Peyton Manning, that would certainly lead, you know, even if, especially if it led to his being deaffiliated from the team in some way, shape, or form, I think the financial and marketing hit to the Colts would be incalculable. So I think they'll do everything they can not to let that happen, but at the same time and at some point, you can't be in a position where Peyton Manning may retire, and I think at this point you'd have to say he could retire suddenly. I mean, a year from now we may be talking about his impending retirement, and you can't have Curtis Painter as the only quarterback in the stable. You can't have Dan Orlovsky as your future. You have to have something else. And so I think
we have to take a quick break. Can you hold through a quick break?
Absolutely.
You're listening to the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, GBalance. You can also send us an email at gbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
All right, boys and girls, welcome back to the Balance Radio Network. My name's Tom Marquis, El Presidente. We're going to be joining the Gary Snyder Show from 1400 WBAT and Marianne right here in just a moment. But you are coast to coast right here on the Balance Radio Network. Stick around. Coming up here at the top of the hour, we're going to rebroadcast the hour number two of the Gary Snyder Show. Stacy Keach and Abdul on, and also Mr. Snyder had Rupert running for governor in the state of Indiana for the Libertarian Party. He was on during the first hour, but you can catch him on the website, www.garylsnyder.com. We'll be right back, and when we get back, we're going to be joining Anthony from IBJ, The Score, and Gary Snyder's show. We're talking about the Colts. What's going on with them? Well, we're going to find out when we get back.
That's 317-523-8414. You can visit them online at dhbindiana.com. Dominion Home Builders, structurally sound, distinguished by excellence. All right, Tom, take it away.
Well, we're talking to Anthony, blogger for the Indianapolis Business Journal, The Score. And by the way, great blog that you have there, Anthony. And so glad, and we consider it an honor that you could join us. I read your blog on a frequent basis, and certainly one of my favorite bloggers in the city of Indianapolis. So glad that you could join us today. Question that I have for you on another blog was about a potential team, NFL team, moving to Los Angeles and Jim Irsay putting the roadblocks to that. Now, you mentioned earlier, and I'm glad you brought this up because it just kind of led into this next series of questions that I have for you. Jim Irsay grew up with the heritage of the Baltimore Colts. Jim Irsay saw what his dad did to the city of Baltimore by moving them here to Indianapolis. Obviously, we've grown to love our Colts, but it was kind of tense moving here to Indianapolis. Any chances that son could follow in father's footsteps to Los Angeles?
I really don't think so. And like I said, I don't pretend to know Jim Irsay well personally, but I do know him professionally and have had the occasion to interview him a number of times. And when the subject of Baltimore comes up and the way that team exited via Mayflower Semi in the middle of the night in 1984, Jim Irsay still has a pained quiver to his voice when he talks about that. Remember, though, he is a businessman, and the Colts are his main line of business. So 5 years ago, when Jim Irsay and his posse was negotiating with the city of Indianapolis to transition from the antiquated RCA Dome to a new facility, he did let that specter that he could move the team arise as leverage. And I think the possibility then was very real. Remember, this is the time that the Colts had the triplets in Peyton Manning, Edgerrin James, and Marvin Harrison. They had an extremely high-powered offense, just the sort of flashy organization that Los Angeles coveted. And Jim Irsay himself, remember, he donned the top hat, the white top hat, and the glitzy coat in the post-Super Bowl parade in 2007. So he is very much has an L.A. persona. He has that larger-than-life persona. But at the same time, Jim Irsay has no desire to disenfranchise himself or his family and his legacy from another community. And remember, the NFL is such that revenue sharing is so prevalent. Last year, the Colts made an order of $40 million, that all of the NFL teams, small market or large, are making an enormous amount of money. They're getting that from their multi-billion-dollar TV deals. ESPN just paid another $1.1 billion a year for the Monday Night Football deal. That's only one small deal. They have more and more revenues. And the NFL, unlike what you see in Major League Baseball and the NBA, share far more of their revenue than any other league. So Jim Irsay can stay comfortable in Indianapolis. He brokered a sweetheart deal for Lucas Oil Stadium, which gives him not only all of football revenue, but also about half of all other non-football revenue. Basically, it amounts to about a $3.5 million annual subsidy from the city. So financially, he should be pretty comfortable here. Interestingly, though, last month, this whole specter of a team in NFL, an NFL team in Los Angeles, raised its ugly head again. And a gentleman, a powerful developer by the name of Philip Anschutz, had raised a proposal that he would build a $1 billion-plus stadium in Los Angeles if he were to get a cut-rate price on anywhere from 30% to 50% of an NFL franchise.
And well, Anthony, let me just interrupt real quick. We're running out of time here, so if you can wrap it up in about 30 seconds and let us know where we can find your work.
I can do it. So Jim Irsay came out strongly that he was against an NFL coming in at an NFL owner coming in at a discounted rate, basically saying, look, if you buy a house in my neighborhood at a discounted rate, that deflates the price of my own team. So you can find me at IBJ.com. Click on the Score icon, and you can find all my blogs there. I appreciate the time.
Anthony, thanks a lot.
Anthony.
Tom, thanks a lot. Tom, real quick, where can they find your stuff?
www.thebalanceonline.com, obviously Blog Talk Radio, and we're getting ready to the listeners right here on the Balance Radio Network. Stick around, because we're going to play hour number two of the Gary Snyder Show from today.
I can't wait. I want to thank our guest today, Rupert Bonham, running for governor of Indiana on the Libertarian ticket. You've been listening to the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT.
All right, and welcome back to the Balance Radio Network. My name is Tom Marcos, El Presidente. So glad that you could join us today on a Thursday, one day before Friday. Weekend's on its way, kiddos. Remember, coming up Saturday morning right here on the Balance Radio Network is the Balance Gridiron. Myself and $2 Bill Josh will be on board, and we will bring you up to date on college football. We get the fantasy football huddle, and I tell you what, we're going to break down IU, Notre Dame, and Purdue, so you do not want to go away. We got 2 days of football. Obviously, we're going to talk a little bit about the World Series, which very well might be wrapped up, obviously, after a day of rain. Both teams had a chance to relax, and so hopefully the St. Louis Cardinals can go into Game 6 out there in St. Louis and figure out a way to take this to Game 7. As all of you know right here on the Balance Radio Network, I told you that this would go 7 games. So after a day of rain, the Rangers enter Game 6 in St. Louis tonight on Thursday, just one win away from the first world championship in franchise history, created as the expansion Washington Senators in 1961 and moved to Texas in 1972. And by the way, for those of you who do not know that, used to be owned by former President George W. Bush. The Cardinals, meanwhile, need to win each of the next two games to claim their 11th world championship and second in the last six seasons. St. Louis is in good shape to take the first step in Game 6 with sophomore southpaw Jamie Garcia on the mound. But they will need their offense to come out of its, I don't know, slumber? Anyway, they've got to force a Game 7. Well, guys, that's about all the live time that we have tonight. We're going to join the Gary Snyder Show second hour rebroadcast of the Gary Snyder Show right here on the Balance Radio Network. And join us tomorrow, 5:07 p.m., and we're going to do this thing all over again, boys and girls. That's right. We're going to do 1 hour of live talk simulcasted with Gary Snyder Show, 1400 WBAT and Marianne, and then an hour number two, the rebroadcast of the Gary Snyder Show, and I join him around about the half-hour mark of that. It's about halfway through. I join him today for the conversation with Abdul. In the second hour today, Stacy Keach and Abdul on the Gary Snyder Show, 1400 WBAT.
Boo! Boo! That was the worst thing I ever heard.
It was terrible.
Horrendous.
Well, it wasn't that bad.
Oh, yeah?
Well, there were parts of it I liked.
Yeah, I liked a lot of it.
Yeah, it was good.
It was great.
It's wonderful.
Oh, bravo.
More.
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 This is Lou Holtz, and you're listening to the Gary Snyder Show, and I have no reason why.
Richmond had fell, it's a time.
All right, and we are back here on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT. I want to thank our guest last hour, Rupert Bonham. What did you think of that interview? If you want to give us a call, maybe not. Do you see Rupert as being governor? I don't know. All right, this hour, of course, is sponsored by Carbonite Online Backup. Take a look at your computer. Well, don't do it if you're driving, but do it when you get home. What is on that computer? But you have thousands of pictures on there. You know the ones you've taken on that digital camera, you swear you're going to get printed out or whatever the case may be, and they still just sit there on your desktop or your laptop. What about music? What about movies? What about documents? What would happen if you lost everything on your computer tonight and could not get it back? You need to back it up. And why? Why do you need to back up your files? Because bad things happen to files and computers all the time. Hard drives crash, laptops get lost or stolen, viruses damage or destroy, and kids. Do I really even need to mention kids? If you have valuable files you can't replace, the only real way to protect them is to back them up. And Carbonite takes the worry out of that backup by securely and automatically backing up your files to one of their state-of-the-art data centers, where they become your Carbonite personal cloud. What does that mean? That means once your computer is backed up, all your files are backed up to that secure, automatically backed up to that state-of-the-art data center, what's going to happen is if something happens to your computer, if something happens to, your hard drive, and you need to buy a new computer, get it fixed, and you've lost everything, a couple of clicks of your mouse and everything is put right back on that new laptop or desktop because you had it backed up. Carbonite, protect those memories. Here's what you need to do. Go to GaryLSnyder.com. Again, that's GaryLSnyder.com. Put the three W's in front of it. You'll see the Carbonite banner ad. Click on it because you're a listener of the Gary Snyder Show. Here's what's going to happen. You're going to get 2 free weeks of Carbonite. 2 free weeks. And you don't have to give them the credit card, a credit card number. Try it for free. You get a test drive it for 2 weeks before you buy it. Then, when you decide to buy it, and you will, you're going to pay less than $5 a month for the peace of mind of knowing that everything on your computer is backed up. Again, go to GaryLSnyder.com, click on the Carbonite banner ad, sign up today. 2 free weeks and less than $5 a month after that. We want to thank our guest last hour, Rupert Bonham, Libertarian candidate for governor of Indiana, and of course, best known for his survivor escalades. All right, hopefully here in a few minutes we'll be talking with John Bacon. He is the author of Three and Out, Rich Rodriguez and the Michigan Wolverines in the Crucible of College Football. At the bottom of this hour, Abdul, should we just go by his first name or should we use both? Abdul Hakim Shabazz, editor-in-chief of IndyPolitics.org, will give us a call. And we'll get the latest from the political grapevine, and he always has the scoops. He knows the stuff before you do. Sometimes he knows it before he does. All right, in the 5 o'clock hour, Anthony Schottel, and I know I'm saying that wrong, reporter and blogger for the Indiana Business Journal.com and blogger for The Score, which is part of IBJ.com. We're going to talk Colts, the business of Colts, and how bad they suck this year. Boy, you're really paying for all those years of the playoffs this year because they won't win a darn game. And then Brad Wells, editor of SB Nation, will give us a fan's perspective on how the Colts are doing this year. Like, we need someone to give us a perspective. They suck, plain and simple. They're terrible. That's what we got coming up for you. Now, before we get to our next break, I need to tell you, winter is rapidly approaching. You felt a little bit of it today. What is not even going to get up to 50 degrees today? Pretty soon it's going to be freezing. Winter is rapidly approaching, and time is running out to get that much-needed work done on your home. Got a leaky roof or storm damage? Call Dominion Home Builders now at 317-523-8414. Dominion Home Builders is an honest, top-notch general contractor serving Central, East Central, and North Central Indiana. Call them now, 317-523-8414. That's 317-523-8414. Or you can visit them online at dhbindiana.com. Dominion Home Builders, structurally sound, distinguished by excellence. All right, when we come back, hopefully we have John Bacon on the line. If not, then what we'll do is we'll continue our conversation from just a little bit earlier on conflicts of interest with a couple of the Marion City Council candidates. And should these city councilmen be getting free insurance for being basically part-time employees for the city? You're listening to The Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT.
If you're a man over 40, you may feel like half the man you used to be. After 40, your body's testosterone level may start to drop, but there is something you can do. Call for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy normal levels. Call now to try Ageless Male risk-free. Just call 1-800-784-8930. That's 1-800-784-8930. Call 1-800-784-8930.
We can't preheat the oven for you, but WBAT can be a radio kitchen helper when we present Cuisine Curiosities with Brad Luzatter.
You don't have to go and become a vegan or go organic or anything to that effect. Still be healthy. We don't want to get away from any of the sweets that we know that a lot of people enjoy.
Brad's visit the second Thursday of each month can take you from novice cook to professional chef. Call with your questions during Cuisine Curiosities on WBAT.
What do you expect from election coverage? A solid anchorman?
Here are the latest results from around Grant County.
A well-informed newsman?
You know, this one could go right down to the wire before it's over with. We don't know yet.
And veteran announcers in the field.
We're here at party headquarters to talk with.
1400 WBAT provides all that and more. So on November 8th, get the results of and the reaction to Grant County's municipal elections. 1400 WBAT. We keep you informed.
Hello, this is Governor Mike Huckabee, and you're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
It's empty in the valley of your heart. The sun, it rises slowly as you walk. Away from all the fears and all the faults you've left behind. The harvest left no food for you to eat. You cannibal, you meat eater, you see. But I have seen the same, I know the shame in your defeat. But I will hold on hope, and I won't let you choke on the noose around your neck, and I'll find strength in pain, and I will change my ways. I'll know my name as it's cold again.
All right, and we are back here on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT. We took calls on this a little earlier. If you want to chime in again on it again, great. If not, I've got an interview all canned for us. It looks like John Bacon will not be able to join us today. That's too bad. I was looking forward to talking to him about his book and the Michigan Wolverines. Now, back to our earlier conversation, and I'd love to hear from you. We had a couple callers a little earlier. Last night at the
debate for the at-large Marion City Council at-large seat, one of the questions, and I believe it was asked by WBAT's Weston Lee, about conflicts of interest, and it was addressed basically to two of the incumbents, and they are running again. One of them is an employee of Indiana Wesleyan University, and the other one is an employee of GM. And they were asked whether they would recuse themselves from votes for business that came before city council, where their employers were involved. One of the candidates, and you know, I don't know the names, I'm not that familiar yet, but he's an employee of Indiana Wesleyan, said, no, I'm going to vote. I have the integrity, I have the honesty, I can make an informed decision without having a conflict of interest. The other guy who works for GM, the other candidate who works for GM, said, no, I will not vote on any business that comes before city council that involves GM. And I'm getting texts here. Alan Miller, I think, is the one that works at Indiana Wesleyan, who is a incumbent running again for at-large. He says he can vote. I have no problem. I can vote. I'm paraphrasing here. And he has. He mentioned, he gave an example of one time he voted for something that benefited Indiana Wesleyan because he thought it was the right thing to do, not because he had pressure from Indiana Wesleyan. And the second vote, he voted no on something that did not benefit Indiana Wesleyan. The next guy, Stephen Wright, is what I'm told. He works for GM. He's an incumbent running for re-election for at-large, the at-large seat on Marion City Council. And he says, no, I will not vote on any GM business. Now, who's right? Does it matter? Do you care? Does it matter who, if these people have conflicts of interest? Do you care? I say, to me personally, it does. If I have a city councilman and his employer has business before the city council, I want him recusing himself. I want him saying, no, not only am I not going to have a conflict of interest, I am not even going to have the appearance of a conflict of interest. Period. All right, if you want to chime in on this, you can do so, 765-662-1400. Now, a couple weeks ago, I had a chance to sit down with actor Stacy Keach, talk to him about some of the things he's involved in now. Here is that interview with Stacy Keach. He is an Emmy Award-winning actor. Stacy Keach, welcome to the Gary Snyder Show.
Hi, Gary. How are you?
I am excellent. And yourself?
Very well. Thank you. Yes. I understand you're calling from Indiana.
I am in Indiana.
Uh-huh. I'm in New York City at the moment.
I don't know who's luckier then.
I don't either.
All right, Stacy, I want to get to right to you know, the reason you're on the phone today. You wrote a children's book with Dr. Gary Greenberg, Mary's Magic Microscope. Why don't we talk a little bit about this before we get into your current going-ons?
Absolutely, I would love to. Yeah, Dr. Greenberg has been a friend of mine for many, many years, and a long time ago, there was a group called Environmental Communications out of Venice Beach, and they went all around the world taking pictures of natural and man-made phenomena and made slides out of them and sent them to high schools and colleges. And I met Gary during this period and developed an interest and a passion for science. And we would get together and read articles from, like, Scientific American and have dinner and enjoy ourselves and maintain a friendship over the years and decided time to write a book that would engage and interest young people in science, and specifically in the micro world, because Dr. Greenberg invented the three-dimensional microscope.
Now, I know as someone who has six daughters, science isn't necessarily their first priority a lot of the times. You know, do you see that changing nowadays, and especially with this book coming out? Do you hope to get that changed?
Well, I mean, you know, I hope that parents and grandparents and aunts and uncles who have kids can, you know, realize that this would be a wonderful gift for them to help encourage their passion and their interest in a new world, because it is a new world. Mary's Magic Microscope follows the adventures of Mary McDougal, a 12-year-old girl, into the micro world. She helps her father solve crimes, and it's like a cross between Alice in Wonderland meets Nancy Drew on a fantastic journey, fantastic voyage. I mean, and we're hopeful that this is going to help, you know, kids develop a passion and an enthusiasm for science, because a lot of times in schools, as we all know, science is not taught by teachers who are very engaging.
Now, you called them boring, not me.
Okay.
No, I remember you best as Detective Mike Hammer. Talk about that show a little bit and how that affected your career.
Oh, I loved Mike Hammer. In fact, you know, we're still doing Mike Hammer. We're doing Mike Hammer in a different format now. We're doing radio novels, where it's like a book on tape done in a radio show format with actors. As a matter of fact, just last year we did one for Blackstone Audio. We did a Mike Hammer called The Little Death, and it won a 2011 Audi Award, I'm very proud to say, for Best Original Work. And, I love Mike Hammer. Mike Hammer was for me a cross between James Bond and Dirty Harry, sort of, but more of a street poet in a lot of ways. But he was, you know, I was not the only actor to play Mike Hammer. It was many other guys did it. In fact, Mickey Spillane himself did it. My favorite Mike Hammer was Ralph Meeker. He did Kiss Me Deadly, I think was the name of the movie that he did, which was about the end of the world, sort of. In the 50s, the Mike Hammer novels were, you know, it was like soft porn. I mean, it was, you know, the dog-eared pages, to throw them under the bed when your mom and dad walked in the room. They said, "You're not reading that smut again, are you?" Because Mike Hammer was great. I mean, he was the first detective, really, that was that tough and would stand up to, even in Eye of the Jury. I mean, that last line of Eye of the Jury, when, you know, we find out that it's the woman who's the bad girl, and he shoots her in the gut, and she says, "How could you do that?" And he said, "It was easy." That kind of I love that. I mean, it's a little bit like film noir apache dancing.
Now you've had a long storied career. Where does Mike Hammer stand in the ranking of that career, and what do you consider your biggest accomplishments in the acting world?
It was probably, in many ways, the first time that I had any kind of international recognition. Television, being what it is, and my camera being what it was, it went all over the world. I'd done movies up to that point, and some better than others, but my camera was really, I think, my introduction to, or these people I became known to people, you know, in that context. The thing I was worried about for some time after that was that the people would only think of me in those terms, and, you know, and an actor always wants to be thought of as an actor, and it would be different things. So, but I love my camera, and I'm still doing them.
Now, as you look back over your career, and you know, I do this all of the time with mine. You know, I sit there and I think, well, maybe that wasn't maybe my best decision ever. Are there any roles that you did, movies you did, that maybe you look back and go, well, maybe I probably shouldn't have done that one?
Well, the short answer is no. I mean, there are certain movies that were embarrassing, let me say, and some movies better than others. And I look back on some movies that I did. I did a movie with Ursula Andress years ago called Mountain of the Cannibal Gods. And this was an adventure story shot in Sri Lanka. And it was an Italian film. And the storyline was pretty simplistic. And it was shot on a low budget. But it wasn't a very good movie. But I'm not sorry that I did it. I love working with Ursula, and it was great going to Sri Lanka. So, you know, it had its perks in other forms, you know.
That's funny.
Oh, God. It was an Italian movie, and I'll never forget, we were in a place called Nerelia, which is in the mountain region of Sri Lanka, and we were going up there to shoot the death scene of the character that I was playing. The story sort of took place. Ursula was looking for her husband's lost treasure, and I think I was the guy who actually ended up being the bad guy. And we're up at the top of this ledge, and she's supposed to push me off, or I fall off. I'm not sure. I can't remember. But anyway, they had this dummy that we were running out of light, and they had this dummy. So I had to take off my clothes and put them on the dummy. You know, I'm getting pronto or finale quickly, I forget the word. And so I had to get undressed, get the clothes on the dummy, and the arms, I had a short sleeve shirt on, and the arms were yellow because the rubber of this dummy was yellow, and they didn't have any makeup, and they didn't have any time. So they just said, we have to throw the dummy off the rock. So they threw it off the rock, and when you see this on film, you can actually see this body bouncing off the rocks all the way down to the bottom. It's embarrassing. But
the check cleared, didn't it?
Well, they get a story, but the conversation point.
Well, the check cleared, that's all that counts, right?
There you go.
What are you working on these days? Are you there, Mike?
Hello, yeah.
What are you working on these days?
Well, I just finished doing the fourth in the series of the Bourne movies. It's called The Bourne Legacy. Matt Damon's not going to be in this one. It's Jeremy Renner, who was in Hurt Locker, and wonderful, wonderful actor. Rachel Weisz and Edward Norton. And I just finished shooting that. That'll be coming out next summer, and I'm just about. I'm in rehearsal for a show called Other Desert Cities, which we did at Lincoln Center last year and got great reviews. So we moved it to Broadway, and we start previews October 13th, and we open November 3rd and play into January. And that'll be at the Booth Theater on Broadway.
Do you prefer, you know, Broadway, movies, TV? Which one do you prefer more?
You know, if somebody put a gun to my head and said, you got to make a choice, I'd probably say theater because of the live audience, you know. But I like it all. I really do, Gary. I just, you know, it's very hard for me to make a choice. I love doing, I like movies and I like television as well.
Well, before I let you go, I know you have other interviews to do. I'm going to ask you for a big favor here and try to get a show sounder from you. This is Stacy Keach, and you're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
Oh, all right. Tell me what to do.
Just your name, and you're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
Oh, hi, this is Stacy Keach, and you're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
Stacy Keach, it's been a pleasure, and don't be a stranger, my friend.
Every day, there are thousands of news types out there spouting off just to hear themselves talk. or should I call them news hypes? Avoid the talk show drama queen by listening to Good Morning Grant County and The Gary Schneider Show weekdays on WBAT. Our focus is others, the people we interview, and you, with your highly valued opinion. The Gary Schneider Show, 3 to 6 p.m. and Good Morning Grant County, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. on 1400 WBAT. We keep you informed.
Station T, it has been reported that the cast of Phineas and Ferb are putting on a live show. Can you confirm?
Everyone's favorite TV show is jumping off the screen and onto the stage. It's Disney's Phineas and Ferb, the best live tour ever.
Let's put on the biggest, coolest show.
Does that mean I'm the star?
Catch it right in your hometown.
Mom, Phineas and Ferb are putting on a live stage show.
Tickets start at $15. Additional fees apply. See Ticketmaster.com for details. Playing one day only on October 28th at the Expo Center at the Memorial Coliseum. Get your tickets today.
While you take care of the grocery market trips, let WBAT take care of the other markets.
This is Ann Kramer for Financial Advisors Royce and Luke Mitchell of Edward Jones, member of the New York Stock Exchange, bringing the daily financial market report.
WBAT presents the stock report from the Edward Jones offices of Royce and Luke Mitchell, as well as the grain market updates from Central Indiana Ethanol.
Good evening from Central Indiana Ethanol. This is Tammy with the Chicago Board of Trade grain market update.
The numbers you need to know are here on 1400 WBAT.
Bringing local news to Swayze, Amboy, and all of Grant County, we are 1400 WBAT.
From the 1400 WBAT newsroom, I'm Weston Lee. Indiana State Police are asking for the public's help in tracking down a stolen truck that investigators believe could be part of a large copper theft. A pickup truck belonging to United RAMC was stolen from a fenced-in facility in Markle sometime Wednesday morning. The truck may have been stolen to haul a 300-pound coil of new copper wiring that was also taken from the RAMC facility. State police believe the thefts may have been committed by copper thieves who police say are becoming more and more aggressive in their methods. Anyone with information about the thefts are asked to call the Indiana State Police. And the Marion City Council will hold a special meeting this evening to consider tax abatement requests from two local manufacturers. Nova Packaging Group plans to spend $1.2 million on new equipment in the coming months. Winterfield Company plans to spend about $1 million on new equipment as well. Both companies are requesting a 100% tax exemption over the next 2 years to help their companies. And the Kokomo mother accused of selling her baby for money and drugs appeared in court today for an initial hearing. 26-year-old Anna Riggs is charged with conspiracy to commit child selling. Riggs entered a not guilty plea at the hearing. She was arrested earlier this month in San Diego after Howard County authorities received a tip that she was staying there with a relative. According to court documents, the baby's biological parents, Brandon and Anna Riggs, admitted to authorities to taking more than $17,000 in cash and drugs in exchange for their son. The alleged drug dealers, Stephen and Melissa Lynch, got the baby back in October of 2009 when the child was just 2 months old. Riggs' pretrial hearing is set for January the 12th. From the 1400 WBAT Newsroom, I'm Weston Lee. The 1400 WBAT forecast for the rest of today, becoming partly sunny this afternoon, highs around 48. Tonight, clearing and colder with frost likely, lows around 35. Friday, partly sunny and cool, highs around 53. And Friday night, partly cloudy, lows around 35 degrees. You're listening to 1400 WBAT, your connection for sports, news, and information.
This is Fred Thompson, and you're listening to The Gary Schneider Show.
And we are back here on the Gary Schneider Show on 1400 WBAT. Before we get to our guests, which will include Tom Marquis, who co-hosts with me here from 4:30 to 6, and Abdul. I don't know. Are we down to one name yet, Abdul, or should we just Abdul Hakim Shabazz? We'll ask him what he wants here in just 1 second. Freightco, they are a leading freight company in Northeast Indiana, and they are growing, and they want you. Freightco is looking for owner-operators who want miles and home time. If this sounds like you, then listen up. Freightco offers a 92-cent CPM plus, and that's in addition to, for all you St. Louis Cardinal fans out there, a competitive FSC, and that's on all dispatches. Now, I don't know what a CPM and an FSC are, but my guess is if you're an owner-operator, you do. It's got to be important. They put it in their ad. Freightco drivers average 2,500 plus miles a week and are home on weekends. Freightco offers consistent lanes with many being drop and hook. So if you're looking for a company that puts customers and employees first, or you just want more information on what Freightco has to offer, then give Ray a call, 866-397-2581. You better hurry up. He goes home in 20 minutes. Or just look him up on the web at freightco.org. Freightco, they are a freight moving company. All you really need to remember, GaryLSnyder.com. All right, joining us now, Abdul Hakim Shabazz. He is editor-in-chief of IndyPolitics.org. Abdul, are you ready for just one name yet?
Oh, I was ready for one name the day I was born. So, Steve, Madonna, RuPaul. Well, that's probably not the best examples to use, but you see what I mean.
Well, I will use an example here, and I thought of just going with the Gary Show at first, but it probably wouldn't work out very well. But one guy that does go by a first name is Rupert Bonham. Announced this week that he's running for governor on the Libertarian ticket. We had him on the show a little earlier today. What's your take on this?
Well, like I said, it's interesting. I mean, first of all, he does have a lot of name ID. You know, because a lot of people, because he is, homegrown Hoosier, went on to, the Survivor and, made $1 million. So a lot of people will either know him or remember him. So he walks in, I argue, with almost maybe more name ID than a Mike Pence or a John Gregg or a Jim Wallace, for that matter. Now, the question is, the good thing about celebrity is everybody knows who you are, but that's also the bad thing about celebrity is everybody knows who you are. And the question is going to be for Rupert is, can people get past the guy with the beard and the tie-dye T-shirt and, take him seriously, as a candidate for governor of Indiana?
Well, I had him on a little earlier. He seemed to be able to at least articulate his position on a number of issues. He was very vague and, lost his train of thought a couple times. So that'll be interesting to see.
So in other words, he's basically a typical politician who's running for office for the first time.
I guess you could say that. Tom, you got anything for Abdul?
Well, Abdul, it's always a pleasure to talk with you, and I'm so glad you could join us. And I guess really my whole thing with Rupert, if he wants to run, it's a free country, and, all means do it. My problem lies deeper, and that's with the party that he's with. The Libertarian Party, to me, anyway, and just kind of one of those parties that it's like a pesky mosquito. They really can't do much damage, but they can make you itch a little bit. And that's what I get from Rupert. I mean, I'm like you, the beard. Now he's still wearing a tie-dye tie, based on the picture that Gary posts on his website. I guess if you want me or other voters to take you seriously, then separate yourself from being stranded on an island winning $1 million.
Well, you see, but here's the thing that Rupert can sort of make the counter-argument. And we did a number of interviews with libertarians this week, and they're all up at indiepolitics.org. And one of the questions was, will people take you guys seriously? And the libertarian response has always been, well, look at what the current two-party system has gotten you right now. Now, we've got a country that's, walking toward financial disaster. You've got an unemployment rate of 9%. Still a dangerous world we live in. Could the libertarians really do any worse? and the government that's being run right now by the Republicans, you know, the Democrats, at least at the national level. Now, you could argue at the state level, you know, under Mitch Daniels' leadership and Brian Bosman and David Long in the legislature, things are a bit more calm. But I do think, you know, if the Libertarians, you know, at least nationally, you know, had a person with enough cash, you know, and enough sort of street cred, you know, the country is ready for a third party. If you look at the polling data, you know, more people now identify themselves as independents than they do Republicans or Democrats, for that matter.
So where does this leave us then with the Libertarian Party in the state? Are they going to put up, are they going to put a lot of candidates up statewide, or will it just be a couple and they get their 8 to 9%?
Well, one of their goals has always been, and it's kind of interesting because the executive director of the Libertarian Party used to be the producer of my morning show, which is how we got found out how the Libertarians were and end up sort of joining the cause. Their goal has always been to try to run somebody everywhere. Now, there's a question of, if you're a small party, do you really try to have, you know, run somebody everywhere, or do you just concentrate, you know, on places where you think you can make a difference? I come from the political school that says run somebody everywhere and let the chips fall where they may. And like I said, the interesting thing about Rupert is, even though he's a Libertarian, when he announced on Saturday, you know, newspaper, all four Indianapolis television stations were there. You know, I was there. Network Indiana was there. So the guy can command, you know, media presence. And over time, you know, you can get caught up to speed on issues. You know, there's always time for that. But like I said, the thing is, you know, it's the name ID and it generate, you know, the attention and the buzz, which the Libertarians have been able to do by, you know, picking Rupert as potentially their nominee for governor of Indiana.
Well, let me ask you this. In the election next fall, and you have, let's just assume, and I know what happens when you assume, but you have Judd Gregg, you have Rupert, and you have Mike Pence. Who does Rupert hurt? Who does he take votes from?
Well, you see, I don't believe that Libertarians take votes from anybody. I mean, because that assumes that the vote belongs to the Democrat or the Republican. I argue the vote belongs to the voter, and it's up to the candidate, whether he be an R, a D, or an L, you know, to make that case as to why, you know, they should get, you know, that person's vote. So I've never really subscribed to the theory that Libertarians pull votes away from, you know, Republicans or from Democrats. I mean, if you don't like it, you know, somebody doesn't, if I have a three-way race and I chose this guy over the other two, you know, that candidate steal their vote, well, you know, stealing implies that it was somebody else's vote to begin with.
Tom?
Yeah, Abdul, my question, right along those lines, and really kind of more or less referring locally here in Marion County, but I'm sure that examples could be made across the nation in similar situations. You have city county councilman, which we both know very well, and I know him, and he even talked to me about this decision before he made the switch. And that's Ed Coleman switching to the Libertarian Party midstream of his terms. Obviously honked off a lot of people. Obviously that's not going to be the best reelection term. When you say the vote belongs to the voter and you represent a certain party, and then even the Libertarian Party just showed up to observe the mayoral candidate debates and didn't even really debate, well, didn't get into the debate. If you say the vote belongs to the voter, and they voted you as a Republican, for example, and now because whatever, you're a pissed off Republican, and now you call yourself a Libertarian, I don't know that that's exactly doing the voter justice either.
No, and that I tend to agree with you. And I've always had a problem when people switch parties sort of midstream. Because, you know, to a certain degree, that's almost kind of, you could argue, committing political fraud. Now, it's one thing if you decide, hey, when I run for election, you know, I'm going to run as a, you know, the other party because I don't like what the current party I belong to believes in. On that, Tom, you and I are 150%. And that's why I was telling you, if you're going to switch parties, then you better, first of all, when you do switch, you better make sure you're on the winning side. Because if you don't, your name is cut. Because shortly after Ed Coleman had left the Republicans and became a Libertarian, he lost all his committee assignments here at the city of Indianapolis. And a bunch of people were complaining about, like, well, why can't he stay and keep his committee assignments? And the Republicans were like, because, you know, these are majority assignments, and if he wants an assignment, he has to go to the minority party, to which the Democrats said, well, he's not one of us. So, you know, you're kind of sort of a man without a home. You know, congratulations. But, like I said, when we make choices, there are consequences for our actions, even though they may be political in this case.
All right, I know you have to run, and your segment's kind of short tonight, but one last question. We talk about Rupert running an unconventional campaign, being an unconventional candidate. I want to ask you real quick and just get your thoughts on this. I'll just call it the ad, the new Herman Cain ad. I love it. I think it's a great ad, and it is unconventional. And let me get your thoughts on that real quick.
What I call the X-Files Cancer Man ad, where this campaign manager smoking a cigarette. I mean, I said, you know what? The fact we're talking about it shows that it works. And the whole point of it was to get attention. And that's what they did. Plus, I think we kind of get kind of over tobacco crazy in this country anyway. So see somebody smoking on TV, I'm like, you know what? All right, America's not totally uptight just yet.
All right, Abdul, I know you have to go real quick. Where can people find your work?
You can find all this stuff at IndiePolitics.org, and you can follow us daily on Twitter at IndiePoliticsOrg, all one word.
Thanks a lot, Abdul, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Hey, thank you, my friend. You guys take care. Take care, Tom.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have a little bit more with Tom Marquis and wrap things up here for the hour. You're listening to The Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT.
Welcome to the Warwick Hotel. Let me get your bags. This way, please. You're staying on 13. Most of our guests try to avoid the 13th floor after what happened. They say that the souls of those who perished there are trapped, and they want revenge. Well, nothing to concern yourself with. Here we are, 13th floor. See you at checkout time.
Haunted Hotel, the 13th floor, downtown Huntington. Accepting reservations every weekend in October. Get discount coupons wherever you buy Pepsi. Get tickets at hauntedhuntington.com. Haunted Hotel, the 13th floor. A new season of fear is here.
Going down?
Buy your tickets now at hauntedhuntington.com.
Work out anytime you want, 24/7 at Anytime Fitness next to Marsh North in Marion. We offer the very best cardio equipment with satellite TV on each piece, over 10,000 pounds of free weights, and group fitness, including Zumba. Sign up now and get an extra free month with your new membership. Work out for less than $1 a day, plus have free access to all Anytime Fitness locations anywhere in the country. Stop in for a free 7-day pass only at Anytime Fitness next to Marsh North in Marion.
Hey, this is Mark Stein. You're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
My whole Saturday and Sunday, too. I was thinking about ways not to lose. Lay down my weapons. Is what I've done. But too late to hide, feet too soft to run. But people say I'm the luckiest man. And yeah, they say, running is useless.
You know, I could just sing, but you really wouldn't want me to do that. All right, we're back here on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT before we get to Tom and close things out for the hour. Two things. First of all, you heard the Anytime Fitness ad. Keep in mind, you go into Anytime Fitness, mention my name. You can get a one-year membership, which start, by the way, at less than $1 a day. They will add 2 free months onto that membership. And at Anytime Fitness, you can use that membership at any Anytime Fitness across the U.S. You can work out 24/7, and it's right here in Marion. All right. Now, Schaefer's, Indiana Turf. They're back. They're up in Fort Wayne, and they are the place to go for all of your mowing needs this fall, which still may be a couple left, and all of your snow removal needs this winter, including the Ariens snow throw snow blowers, Gravely mowers, and of course, they're one of Indiana's largest Dixie Chopper dealers. Schaefer's Indiana Turf has been in business since 1929, and if you're doing the math, that's a really long time. Or if you're like Tom and actually doing the math, that's over 82 years of serving Fort Wayne, Marion, Huntington, and the surrounding area. They still carry all the top brands, Ariens Snow Throw, Gravely, Hustler. They even have the Echo chainsaws and leaf blowers. Look at your yard. I know you need the leaf blower. And keep in mind, it doesn't matter where you bought it or what brand it is. Schaefer's Indiana Turf can and will fix it in their state-of-the-art service center. Give them a call, 260-489-3391. You can visit them at their store at 5202 West Washington Center Road, just up the highway in Fort Wayne. Or you can visit them on the web at indianaturf.com. And as always, the best tagline ever: if you grow it, mow it, or blow it, Schaefer's can help. And if you cannot remember all that, all you really have to remember is GaryLSnyder.com. Is that etched into your mind yet, Tom?
What is? No, I'm just kidding. Absolutely it is.
All right. Well, I don't know if you had a chance to hear the Rupert interview, but I take it you're not a big fan of Rupert.
Oh, Rupert as a person, I've met him on many occasions. He does some great, great charity events, and he knows how to raise money, and he's got a lot of support. From that aspect, he's a great guy. He's done a lot of great things. He's got a great organization here in Indianapolis, Rupert's Kids. Fantastic charity. My question is to him is, it's hard for me to take him seriously as a gubernatorial candidate in the situation that our economy's in, and we're coming off of like one of the best governors we've ever had, Mitch Daniels, and obviously one of the best congressmen Indiana's ever seen, Mike Pence. I just think Mike Pence is the most qualified person for the job. Yeah. It's not that I'm a non-fan of Rupert. I think that Rupert's a great guy in himself. I just don't like the Libertarian Party. I'm not a big fan of the Libertarian Party. And it just, at me as a voter, makes it hard to take Rupert seriously as a candidate.
And, you know, where I fall in, and, you know, I'll give Rupert a look. You know, I tend to be conservative, even more libertarian than conservative, I guess. But my problem is I am disgusted with both political parties right now. Because when it comes down to it, almost every politician looks out for their party first before they look out for the voters. Or, you know, and maybe I'm going to sound a little Occupy Wall Street-ish here, but you want to know what a politician is going to do, how they're going to act? Follow the money. See what PACs gave them money. See what corporations gave them money. And I'm tired of that.
Well, and I totally agree. I mean, the thing is, there are issues with both parties, but the Libertarian Party is a party. And you talk about the Wall Street people. I agree with that. I think they're doing a good thing. I don't agree. They're getting some money funneled to them from Acorn. Not a big fan of that. I'm certainly not a big fan on the other side of the coin. I'm not a big fan of the city of Muncie turning off the power to campers just because of the fact that they're protesters. They're not doing anything wrong. We're going to turn the power off because we're not going to use tax dollars to support somebody that's protesting our government. I don't agree with that. That's communism right there. But you know, so I do like what the Occupy Wall Street protests represent. But I'm now that I'm finding out some more and more about them, especially with a lot of money from Acorn being funneled their way, I don't know that I'm a big fan of their upper food chain. The principle in itself I get and I understand and I support it. But where their upper food chain from, I'm starting to be a little concerned about.
You know, and for me, it works both ways. I don't like the George Soros money. I don't like the SEUI. I don't like those groups funneling money to the Occupy Wall Street. I think they have valid points when they talk about corporations buying politicians. And, you know, same with the Tea Party. You know, for a group that wants to shut down our government, not raise the debt level, you know, to me that's irresponsible. And, you know, I'm not drinking that tea anymore either. So, you know, someone who wants my vote has to show me that they're not the typical politician. You got about 15 seconds here.
Well, no, and the typical politician, that's why I'm a big fan of the Tea Party, because I think they have the ability to get people elected who aren't the typical politicians, and I support the Tea Party 100%.
Well, and, you know, maybe that's an argument for another time, because I think when you take a look at the Tea Party, they're really no different than any of the other ones out there. All right, when we come back, we have some sports for you here on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT.